Hello and welcome to the Volley Blues Podcast. This is a podcast dedicated to the Ateneo volleyball teams. The podcast is created by fellow fans and made for Ateneo volleyball fans around the world. Hello everyone, welcome back to Volley Blues. So one of the things we thought of the past few weeks is how to actually make content in this pandemic, especially since there's no UAAP or PVL at all. Wala tayong mapanood, diba? So it was hard. Like, we were thinking about, oh, what should we talk about? Because we're done talking about the recruits and the coaches and the composition and like our wish list for the graduating players who are gonna come back and other even like PVL stuff. So we thought that maybe by revisiting our favorite season ever, it will be such a treat to like all the Ateneo fans who are listening to this podcast. So I'm sure we're all in agreement that season 76 yung favorite season natin. So we are first gonna start with yung stepladder game, which is the Ateneo versus Adamson playoff. So since this is the start, so ayun, we're not gonna revisit the whole season, yung stepladder lang, since those are the do or die games and or the crucial matches. So yep, here with me in this episode are Dodong and Ney. So yeah, hello Ney, hello Dodong, thank you for joining me in this episode. So we're going to talk about Adamson versus Ateneo, which is the first game of the stepladder nung playoff. Well, it's a playoff game. It's a do-or-die game. So whoever wins will face NU, who at that time had a twice-to-beat advantage. So it was a crucial game for us. Hindi ko alam kung sino yung last na nakalaban natin before Adamson. Pero
FEU.
FEU. Kasi yeah. I heard like we were on a streak. So we were on a winning game.
Right, yeah. Right.
So yeah. And then parang yeah. Naalala ko noon yung NU game ng second round, muntik na natin sila matalo noon eh. So remarkable yun na sabi ko pagdating ng Final Four, if we face NU, feeling ko it will be a good game. Pero let's talk about that in the next episode. So we'll talk about yung Ateneo versus Adamson this time, since yun yung first game of the stepladder. So ayun, the first set yung first set medyo what do you call this, nagpull away yung Ateneo and then humahabol yung Adamson.
They started yeah. Strong.
Grabe, na-amaze ako kay ano, na-amaze ako kay Morente sa ano, sa game na to. Ang galing niya. Parang first set pa lang pasabog na kagad.
Oo. Yeah. Actually, ito yung panahon na hindi mahirap pampatayan ng bola yung Adamson.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, nakakairita na era nila.
Uh-oh.
Parang it takes Ateneo to 3 spikes bago mapatay yung bola.
I didn't feel it in this game. I mean, I know that they're scrappy, they're good at yeah. You know, keeping the ball up.
Yeah.
But in this game, I was, you know, well, I didn't feel that one. Set.
Yeah.
Actually
yung first set parang feeling ko yung serves ni Eliza talaga yung naging crucial.
Talk about ano muna yung players ng Adamson na present.
Sige. Since napanood ko ulit yung game ng Adamson, I always wondered bakit nung nag-start sila with Cortel, kung meron palang Villanueva. So parang, okay. Diba? Kasi parang mas magaling si Villanueva naman compared kay Cortel. And
panggulat nila si Villanueva.
Baka, si pwede. Pero ang galing ni Pineda.
Well, nanggulat naman siya eh.
Ang galing ni Pineda nung game na to, grabe. Parang ano siya, okay. Parang pumapantay kay Eliza.
Alam mo yung ano, meron silang sequence na palitan sila ni Eliza ng service aces.
Oo.
Tapos na-realize ko na sila palang dalawa yung naglalaban sa service.
Sila ba? Nakalimutan ko na yung mga ganyan. Talaga?
Parang nasa top 3 si Mm-mm. Bang. Uh-oh. Pero last year, kasi season 75, siya yung best server.
Okay. So yun. Pero grabe, looking back, yung yung first six ng Adamson, ang lakas din actually kasi may Paat. Although si Paat hindi pa ganun kalakas that time kasi nasa middle siya. Pero kung...
She was middle.
Kung titingnan mo yung first six nila that time, pero malalakas sila lahat, even yung setter. Mm. Yung si Guevara actually okay din eh. Yeah.
Mayet Zapanta, Amanda Villanueva.
I actually see, they're quite similar to the Ateneo team because they're not a small, they're not a tall team, They're small,
mm-mm.
And they have, you know, a go-to player like Eliza.
Yeah.
And, you know, a decent setter. And I see a lot of, you know, so that's why I think I was just hoping for a, you know, a five setter because it looks like they look evenly matched, but I guess, to be honest, they are actually matched during that time.
Yeah, correct. Diba?
Kasi galing pa sila sa five setter nung second round.
Yun yung nag 35 points si Eliza? Tama?
Hindi.
Iba.
Season 75 at ano mo sa 74.
Okay.
Pero ayun, five setter pa rin, sobrang ganda.
Mm-mm.
Tapos yung first set, ang nagpatalo lang si Gemma Galanz.
yung out niya.
Yung nag-serve siya, tapos out. So, ang ganda pa naman ng laban, sobrang dikit. Yeah. Tapos yun.
Yeah.
Imagine, grabe, imagine kung develop na si Galanz nun, no? Ang hirap patay ng Galanz sa Pineda. Tapos may Villanueva, Diyos ko.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Pero hindi ko nga gets kung bakit si Cortel. Although may floor defense naman kasi si Cortel. Pero... Although may blocking kasi si ano eh, si sino ba to?
Ang galing ni
si
ano,
Villanueva.
Ni Amanda.
Oo.
Right.
Mag-block.
Mm-mm.
Ilang beses niya na-block si ano, si
Eliza,
Ella doon.
Imagine we were up by 6 and then I think we got to 26-24, right?
Yeah.
Dahil sa scrappy floor defense nila.
Mm-mm.
Right.
Oo.
Yeah.
Tapos nung first set naalala ko parang ano siya medyo maraming blocks din yung Ateneo. That's why medyo maganda yung ano, maganda rin yung lead ng Ateneo. Parang first few points pa nga lang ang puro block party ni Ateneo against kay Zapanta.
Alam mo ang ganda ng ito yung panahon na maganda pa yung blocking ni ano ni Eliza. As in payong na payong talaga.
Mm-mm.
Yung kamay niya talaga nakapayong. Kaya na sobrang hindi discipline kasi palagi siya nag-error sa
pero grabe yung ano
niya. Parang madayag yung ano niya block niya dito eh.
Grabe yung ewan ko ha, parang feeling ko ito yung parang I would say peak niya. Ang lakas ng mga palo na nitong nung season na to. Like yung ito, Anthony Adamson. Kasi kino-compare ko dun sa mga palo niya ng mga the past few years. Parang mas malakas nung season 76 for some reason. Di ko alam kung bakit.
At saka napansin mo, ang serious ni Eliza dito. Kasi feeling ko, nung nakaabot sila ng Final Four, Adamson na lang talaga yung gusto nilang matalo. Siguro, ano. Nung pagdating nila na Enyo, happy-happy na lang eh. Parang ano lang eh.
Tabagay. Hindi ko napansin yun.
At napansin ko yun kasi ang serious niya, kahit na nakakapuntos siya, gano'n.
Oo.
Siguro, ano, sa isip niya, kailangan niya matalo Adamson kasi yung goal nila is third lang talaga. parang gano'n yung nakita ko. Tapos, ito yung maganda kasi, di ba, picking at the right time sila. Nag-pick sila ng game 4 ng ano, finals. So, yun. Ang ganda ng, ano, ang ganda tignan nung development nila. Kasi dito medyo, ano pa sila, hindi pa sila ganun kapalish.
Itong Adamson game. Although, nung second set yung set ni Ella for me, parang ang dami na magagandang spike ng ano. Ang dami na magagandang moments ng second set. Grabe.
Ang lakas ni Ella, no?
Mm-mm.
Ang lakas na pumalo.
Oo. Grabe siya. Tapos yung, ano ba yun, yung mga saves niya nung second set. Basta sa kanya yung second set for me. Sa kanya yung second set. Close yung second set na 26-24 ba? Tama ba?
Yeah, first set.
First set, 26-24. Yeah. Second set, anong score? Nakalimutan ko na yun. Pero basta,
yeah, I think,
mm-hmm.
I think probably like 25-20s. It wasn't as close as, but they got close in the sense that they were probably like a point or 2 points away again from catching up.
Mabol sila nung dulo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nung dulo na sila nakahabol.
So which I think, I mean, we're going to the third, but it probably because they got so exhausted and how would I say this? They got, you know, I think they got saddened by the fact that they were so close, but they let it slip away. So, I mean, that's why the third set, it was a bit of a runaway in that sense.
Yeah. I expected more.
I was questioning why, I was hoping that, you know, Maat was, because she wasn't really that effective as a middle here, in my opinion, and even judging the way she was approaching, she was just like jumping for the sake of jumping, but wasn't exactly being a decoy. So,
to be fair kay Paat naman, hindi rin siya nabibigyan masyado ng ano ng set.
Knowing
makatuno, parang maka-open pa nga yung ano nun yung nickname nun dati.
And then saka ano kasi,
maka-open siya dati.
Parang feeling ko kasi, parang nahirapan siya magbigay ng set kay Paat kasi nga kaliwete. So parang,
kasi lefty.
Pero imagine kunyari kung si Paat nasa opposite. Although yun nga lang, mawawalan sila ng depensa kasi malaking bagay si Cortel or si Villanueva sa depensa. Pero yun nga, kung si Paat, edi mas malakas sana yun kung nasa opposite siya. Although mawawalan naman sila ang gitna. So... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wala talaga sila yung matibay na MBs.
Yeah.
Unlike yung ngayon na Adamson na merong Makas lang, meron Takuron dati.
Yeah.
So yun.
Yeah.
Ngayon, yun, parang undersized din yung mga MBs nila. Like Ateneo, di ba?
Correct.
Yun.
Yeah, can I just say that Gia and Amy were in connecting in this game. They had a lot of miscues, which I think was because I think it was this point when they were also trying to figure out how are they gonna respond to losing and Marge's injury. Were they the original first six MBs? It was Amy and
no. No, it starts. Si Amy opposite siya.
Si Gopiko yung middle. Gopiko and
who was the other?
Gopiko and Tejada ba? Gopiko and Tejada.
March ata.
Ano nangyari kay March? So, bakit nang ano no?
Sprained ankle. That's why she never you know, I think she was put in one of the LaSalle games, right?
And yeah. Then, tapos si Patnongon na.
Pagbalik ni Coach Tay, naging starter na si Ariel.
Patnongon.
Okay. Yeah.
Kasi ang pangkat din naman talaga ni Ariel.
ang ano rin
ang start kasi.
Ang ganda rin ng intimidation ni Ariel kasi matangkad siya. So parang medyo kahit na ano siya, kumbaga yung presence lang na nakakatakot. Parang yung ginawa kay
At saka ang pinakamagandang ginawa dati ni Ariel kasi 'di ba? Siya yung MB1, 'di ba? Siya yung nagtatago kay Alice. Yung akala mo kay Ariel bibigay tapos biglang magko-combination si Eliza. Ang ganda pag makikita mo siya doon sa side ng kalaban. Tagong-tago talaga si Eliza sa kasi ang laki niya, 'di ba?
Yeah. Oo.
Oo. Ayos.
Pero parang iba talaga yung power ni Eliza kasi yung nakikita ko yung napanood ko kasi yung game nung the past few days ago, yung back roll niya iba pati yung down the line, iba yung tusok talaga compared nung nung nasa cream
line kasi nasa siya dito. ito yung game na ano, kailangan niya may panalo kasi yung alam mo yung pride na lang ganun.
Oo. Nakakamiss yung ano no, nakakamiss yung depensa ng Ateneo na ganun na parang tatlo yung libero pag si Ella Morente nasa likod tapos yung isa si Lazaro. Oh my God, grabe.
And even Gia was digging, right? And doing all those
season 77 Ateneo naman yung walang lalapag na bola.
Right.
Tapos yung misreceive nila na 2.2 point kasi walang kumukuha.
Oo nga, oo. Tapos yung ano matawag dito? Napansin ko ngayon kay Morado, hindi siya masyado nakaka-connect kay actually even kay Patnongon, medyo miss hits yung mga ano ni Patnongon eh. So sa middles medyo hindi siya naaano. Although maganda
ang daming miss ano dito, ang tawag dito. ang daming sablay na moments ni Gia dito. Mm-mm. Yung masasabi mo, ay, oo, oh, Rookie pa pala siya.
Oo nga. So, parang look. Actually, ngayon ko lang na-realize yun.
Yeah. Kasi, pero ang ganda ng bato niya. Uh-oh. Wala akong masasabi sa bato. Pero yung ano, yung decision making, parang ganun. Medyo pang-rookie pa nga.
Mm-mm.
Nung mga panahon na to.
Oo. Tapos, yun nga, yung ano, maganda rin yung serving din kasi ng Adamson. Kaya medyo, yung reception nila, parang medyo nahihirapan din sila. Kaya puro outside, yeah. Although maganda rin, actually, yung serving ng Ateneo. Like si Eliza, sila, si Ella, sila Morente. Maganda rin naman. Kaya nahihirapan din yung Adamson. Yeah.
Grabe yung floater ni Eliza dito.
Yeah, the floater of Ali, yeah. They were having a lot of problems picking it up.
Pagbaba niya, tatalsik talaga yung ball. Oh, ang galing. Parang galing.
Tapos ano, yun nga, yung parang na-pressure yung Adamson sa crowd. Kasi nga, di ba, sa ano, ito yung time na sobrang dami na ng fans na Ateneo. Tapos yung buong San Juan Arena yata, puro Ateneo fans. Parang 100% ka.
Ateneo. Eh, paano kasi yung buong araw na game na yon, Ateneo yung naglalaro. Uh-oh. At yung men's.
Ah, there's an FEU, Ateneo.
Yung nanalo yung men's sa FEU, tapos umabot sila yung finals. So, yun na eh. Yun yung game na yon.
Tapos intense yun eh.
Oh, ang daming tao. Masaya.
Yun yung favorite day ko eh.
Ate, nanood ka ba ng live noon?
Hindi. Wala na ako sa Pilipinas. Pero ibig sabihin, ano?
Ah, wala ka na sa Philippines na. Okay.
Ibig sabihin, ang tawag dito, yung, actually, yung last game na napanood ko bago ako pumunta ng US, yung Ateneo vs. Adamson nung first round. So, yun yung iniisip ng tao na lahat na matatalo yata Ateneo. Kasi nga, di ba, puro rookie sa Ateneo. E, tapos talo sa sa NU nung first, tama ba? NU nung first game. Tapos second game, parang, syempre, Adamson yun eh. Everyone knows Adamson, malakas lagi. So, inisip ng tao, talo na naman na Ateneo kasi. Pero nanalo yata. Nanalo sila na, alam ko parang.
Tapos 3 sets lang.
Oh, 3 sets. Alam ko, 3 sets yun eh. Tapos, si Ahumiro pa nga yata yung best player niya. Basta kalimutan ko na. Tapos
sa opposite pa si Amy nun.
Oo, yun. Si Ahumiro yung best player nun. Tapos,
how did she fare as an opposite? It's just a question. I know they were trying to do it when we lost Pat, right? In 78.
Actually, honest opinion ko, I don't like Amy as opposite kasi parang medyo mabagal siya. Mas okay siya for me as middle.
Mabagal siya.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I mean, yung approach niya, hindi siya full approach.
Mm-mm.
Parang pa-quick pa rin siya.
Saka
kung,
kasi
yung... Kung paano yung performance niya nung 78, ganun din.
Yeah.
Kung paano siya doon.
Okay. Hindi kasi, ano eh, ang tawag dito, pati yung palo niya, it's not as powerful to be an opposite. Mas okay siya as middle, yung parang quick, yung ganun.
Mas okay siya. Quick.
Mas okay siya as quicker talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because talaga. I was trying to figure out what was the rationale behind her being put into an opposite position, aside from the fact that she's a lefty, because it wasn't making sense in season 78. So
she was a former opposite player, I think. Kaya din, they were trying to retain her, ganun.
In the rotation.
Saka ano pa dito? Ano kayang naisip ni Coach Tai nung na-injure si Gopico? Paano na kaya na naisip na maging middle na lang si Amy? bigla na lang yung naging middle kasi parang all this time parang opposite naman kasi talaga si Amy kahit nung kay Coach Roger Gray. Bigla na lang siya nag-middle. So parang nagulat lahat ng tao.
she can be effective as a middle. So yeah, I mean, maybe it's those things that you only get to see when you're on training, right? Mm. So yeah, I mean that was really my question because I see certain plays in the game when she was hitting opposite, and I know she did that in 78, and I guess I was just trying to ask what's the backstory behind it. Those things, yeah. Because actually, the game before this, I was saying earlier that it was between FU and Ateneo, and we kind of had a different lineup then. And I think she Yatan was actually in the first six, and then yeah, and then March, I think, I'm not too sure if she played in that game, yeah. But
Samantalang
ngayon, Giants na.
Oo. Right. Isipin mo ngayon, Pongay, OH na. Oo. Pero dati, pang-MD yung
time. Oo nga. Tapos wait, anong tawag dito? Yung parang yung spark plug talaga nung first six nagsimula dito dun kay Amomiro as and si Patnong on as middles. Parang ito yung yung lucky charm. Uh-oh. Ever since na nag-start sila na gano'n, na rotation nila, parang nagtuloy-tuloy na. Kaya kinip na rin ni Coach Tai. So, ayun.
Maganda yung chemistry nila as starters.
Pero sa tingin mo, kunyari, kung kunyari, si Gopico, let's say, yung mga iba, do you think kaya rin nila mag all the way? Or hindi?
That was what I was saying earlier, Johnny, right? When I was thinking,
yeah,
maybe we can talk about it when we get to La Salle.
La Salle,
and actually, sorry. Yeah, I'm watching the game right now. Gemma just did that service error. Now we're at 25-24.
Yeah.
And then we got the point. And she Makatuno tried to give a set to Mylene pa at it didn't work out. And then there you go, Ali. Yeah, got the down the line hit, which was no blockers. Well, just one blocker. So.
Yeah.
Pero going back to sa question mo, Johnny, kung hindi na-injure si Gopico, I think ganun pa rin. Kasi kung tutuusin si Ariel, medyo non-existent naman talaga siya during the finals game.
Nabagay.
Save for the few block touches. Pero nakaya naman kunin ng iba. Pero I think mas malakas tayo if Gopico didn't suffer the injury.
I wonder bakit nung first few games na Ateneo, bakit si Kim Gekiliana instead of Ella yung stinart ni Coach Tay, no? So parang ang dami changes dun sa first six natin eh.
Mm-mm.
Sobrang dami.
I think dun sa kay Kim, I think kasi mas matangkad si Kim kaysa kay Ella. So, alam mo naman si Coach Tai going for height.
Oo.
Kaya lang kasi iba din talaga kasi yung pure defense ni Ella.
Saka leadership.
Tapos talagang malakas siya eh.
Yeah.
Malakas siya pumalo.
Yeah.
Yun yung gusto ni Coach Tai. Kaya nung nakita yung pumalo si Ella, yun, na-stick na siya sa starting six.
How was Kim performing? Because I'm not too sure if the other videos or season 76 are here. How was she performing when she was first six?
Okay lang. Nung first game, kasi it's hard to tell kasi nung first game niya, para medyo shaky siya. And then pinasok na kagad si Ella noon eh. And then from then on, hindi na ginamit masyado si Kim eh. So it's hard to tell talaga. It's hard to tell. So
no expectation kasi masyado kasi rookie siya.
Oo.
So, okay, understand.
Tapos ano ba tawag
dito? Yeah, go ahead, Jenny.
Opposite ba nun kagad si Morente? Di ba parang hindi? Tama ba? Si Ahumiro. Yeah, si Ahumiro ngayon. Opposite.
I have a feeling she was an OH, yeah. Because, I don't know. I just get the feeling because, especially, now that you brought that up, if you look at the game prior to this, which was the FEU when Mitch Morente was an outside hitter.
Yeah.
And Bayatan was the opposite.
Yeah. Oo, naalala ko, yeah. Si Betan, opposite nga, tama. So, naalala ko yun. Ang daming changes, ang daming unexpected twist nung latter part of the season. And then, ito yung parang, before kasi ng season, iniisip ko parang, kasi di ba rebuilding na wala sila Phil, sila Jem, sila Z. And then yung pre-season games sila laging tambak or laging kahit yung PNP team dati sa V-League na medyo mahina, nakaka 5 sets sa kanila. So parang, as a fan, yung expectations mo is not really that high. Kumbaga, they're, just okay. gonna get through this season. Parang season 76. Kasi season 77 yung ina-expect talaga ng tao na yung parang prime na sila. Kasi papasok okay. yung papasok din si Joe that time. So, kumbaga, at pati si Bea de Leon, papasok ng season 77. So, parang inisip ng tao, ah, season 76, parang, okay, let's just prepare for the future, ganyan. Tapos, biglang, tapos yun nga, naging surprise, tapos nag-champion pa. So, parang, yun. So, ayun. So, ayun. Any...
Don't start me with Joe Maragin. He's quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, so final thoughts sa Adamson versus Ateneo game. So ako muna. So ayun, ito yung start. Ito yung naging start ng championship run nila for me. Aside from the 5-game winning streak. This was a sort of a good test for them kasi parang tinest sila kung paano sila magpalalaro the rest of the playoffs, which is in Final Four and Finals then. So, it was a good warm-up for them against NU. Especially since madepensa yung Adamson and then, ang tawag dito, may offense din sila. And then, honestly, kahit nga, kung Adamson nanalo against Ateneo, parang feeling ko lalaban din sila sa NU. So, but, yeah. Pero yun nga, magandang test to. It was a good test for us, especially sa serviceception, sa floor defense, sa blocking, everything worked well. So, ayun, ikaw, Dodo.
Can I just say that it's funny if you look at the video, what do you call that? The shots of the game mm-hmm. before it starts. Because lately, the Ateneo team was already tagged as a resilient team, right? Yeah. And obviously, in season 76, they are a resilient team, right? So it's funny how these things work out. And I just say that Adamson did really well in this game, and Bam Pineda, Amanda Villanueva were just really really good here.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you say not like them to win, right? Aside from the fact mm-hmm. that we were rooting for the Ateneo team.
Yeah.
I think, as I was saying earlier, I think they just got down when the fact that they got so close in getting the sets, first one and the second one. In the third set, they just ran out of steam and they said, oh, I can't do this anymore. So I think Ateneo capitalized on that one because on the third set, they were just steamrolling over the guys. And Mitch Morente, Ella were really good here, and it because the next ones are the NU games, and Ella and Mitch were really really good mm-hmm. in the NU games, right? So yeah. We've seen snippets of that in the NU game.
Yeah,
So Ateneo did really well. They stayed resilient and eventually heart strong mm-hmm. in winning this game, because the first two sets were very close
yeah.
and they didn't let their spirits down, and they just won, just really good, which would definitely be very useful in surviving NU and eventually NASA.
Okay. Name, final thoughts.
Ako, mad respect for that Adamson team. Kasi sobrang ito nga, yung sinasabi ko kanina na ito yung team na mahirap patayan ng bola dati.
Mm-mm.
Yung nakakainis kalaban. So, yun, mad respect for them. Tapos, sadly lang sa kanila, ito yung game nagigil yung Ateneo na matalo sila. For pride.
Yeah.
Yun yung talaga yung nakita ko.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, if anything, is semifinals, gusto lang talaga nila mag-place siguro.
Uh-oh.
So, yun lang talaga yung goal nila.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, ayun, so, as Dodong mentioned niya, ito na yung magkikita na natin yung strength nila na parang nagpipick na sila at the right time. And yun, kaya sila nanalo in 3 sets kasi pinaghandaan din talaga nila yung Adamson talaga. So, yun.
Alright.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. So, join us next episode. So, we're gonna be doing yung game 1 ng Ateneo versus NU Final Four.
So, be quite interesting.
So yeah, it's gonna be well. I mean, the next five games are gonna be interesting for sure. So, pero yeah, we'll start with Ateneverse NU this weekend. So we'll record this weekend and then. Yeah, I'll post it probably next week. So.
Bigyan ko kayo ng spoiler. Ito yung Ella De Jesus game.
Ito ba yon? Hindi. Ito, uh-oh, first game. Yun. First game ba yon?
No, it was first game.
Ah, okay, okay, game. Okay. Sige. Uh-huh. All right, sige. Okay. Oh yeah, para actually, yeah. If you guys want, yung listeners ng Volley Blues, you guys can watch the game also before yung podcast episode. Mm-hmm. Para mas ma-recall niyo yung mga nangyari nung game na yon, nung yon. So, yeah, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Dodo and Nene.
Tsaka, wait, doon sa mga listeners natin, kung meron silang questions going into that episode,
yeah,
just let us know. Tapos sagutin namin.
Oh, sige.
I have a question, Jenny, which you never answered.
What? Saka na yan, next episode.
Alright.
Okay, sige. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Be sure to subscribe as we will bring you the latest news, gossip, and updates about the Ateneo volleyball teams, alumni, and other fans. Also, we will try to bring in fellow fans as guests to voice out their own opinions and reactions.